It's been a long time, now I'm coming back home. I've been away now, oh how I've been alone. Wait till I come back to your side. We forget the tears we cried, but if your heart breaks...
Time to run.
The Extra Mile Podcast, Jeff Galloway, 13.1 edition.
Welcome to episode 2.5 of the Extra Mile Podcast, Jeff Galloway 13.5 edition. How is everyone? We are only about a week out from the big day, and I'm getting pretty excited about it. I guess it doesn't matter how my training's going now, does it? Because it's sink or swim now. It's not like I'm going to get much out of the next week of training that will help me prepare for this. I suppose you could say how I taper, which I guess is part of my training, has a large part to do with it, you know. But I've never had an issue with tapering. So here's my plan. I'm planning on heading out on that race with a one minute 30 second run and a 30 second walk break. But going in, I'm telling myself that I will be adding and or deleting walk breaks whenever I feel like it. So if I hit, particularly in the last part, if I hit a hill of some sort that I just don't appreciate, then I'll throw another walk break. And conversely, I'm hoping that when I hit a very large downhill at about the 10-mile mark, I might be in the mood to skip a walk break here or there. So we'll see. Last year, I did about the same thing and came in with a little over 2.5 hours, 2:35, 2:36, I think. I do remember I was able to get under the 12-minute per mile pace, barely. 11:59, 58. So I'd be alright with that, but if I'm slower this year, who cares? My only goal for this race really is to have a good time. Can't imagine anything would stand in my way for that. So let's talk about today's episode. It will obviously be the last episode before the big day, and it's aimed at two groups. First of all, if you are already entered into this race and have all your plans set, it's aimed at you in the respect that I think it's always nice to know a little bit about what to expect for this race. Not just the race itself, but the whole weekend of events. And this thing really is an entire weekend of fun. I hope you get a chance to sample all of it. So, for those of you who are already entered, I hope you get something out of it that will help you understand what you're in for. The other group that I think it's aimed at are any of you who are still on the fence. Now, let's be honest. It's probably not a lot of you, because first of all, you already have to be in good enough shape to run a half marathon in about a week. Maybe less, depending on when you guys are listening to this. And secondly, you pretty much have to be local to the Atlanta area. Either a short drive or right there in the Atlanta suburban area, because not too many of us that can plan a trip out of town on an airline and pay the exorbitant last-minute airfares. But if you're in that group, God bless you, and I hope after you listen to this episode, you will fall over off the top of that fence, and we'll get a chance to meet you as well. So, since this episode is devoted entirely to the big race, I'm going to get right to Jeff's interview, and we'll chat about several important things at the end. Y'all enjoy your extra mile.
And here we go, back over to the Extra Mile Podcast, Jeff Galloway 13.1 hotline, where we are speaking with my favorite guest of all time, Jeff Galloway. Good morning, Jeff. How are we doing today?
Well, Kevin, I always love our conversations, and a lot of people appreciate it because I hear from at least someone every day or two who really appreciates this.
That's my favorite email I get, Jeff. I get emails probably, probably two or three a week, then, and all they say is, saw Jeff at fill in the blank, and he says to tell you hi.
Absolutely.
I love those emails. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, listen, let's start this off like we always do and play a little game of where in the world has Jeff Galloway been. And the last time we spoke, a few weeks ago, you were getting ready to head to the Marine Corps Marathon, and that's such a great race. I did that one years ago, but that thing has grown, and the reputation has always stayed as one of the top races in the country. Tell us a little bit about your time spent in D.C.
Well, I've been to that marathon over 20 times. I have run the course 20 times. I've only gotten credit for 12 of them because various things. Mostly, I paced someone. I really wasn't trying to run it, but I ended up running the whole thing with them. Mm-hmm. And several of those times was with Barb. And one of the times I forgot my number in the port-a-john. So I didn't get credit for it. But, you know, the bottom line is it's my favorite urban course. It's the best tour, Washington, D.C., you can get because you're running and talking to people and comparing notes and seeing all of the wonderful sights. But the course is put together so well that it flows so nicely from one area of the city to the next. And the Marines are just spectacular in the way that they come together and put it on. My friend Rick Nealis, who I have known for over three decades, has been able to put together this event under challenges that nobody has ever had in a lifetime. I mean, they had a sniper one year. They had the right after the 9/11 incident when the Pentagon was still smoking. I ran it that year, and it was I still get chill bumps just thinking about that. And strikes and threats to cancel the course because of the Senate and the House not coming together to pass a bill to fund the government. I mean, you know, no other race has things like that, and they have overcome every single one of them. and a lot of it's due to Rick. But it has such a great feeling about it, and I love being there. I really do.
You mentioned that you've been there for 20 years, but something different happened this year to a certain retired Navy lieutenant. Tell us a little bit about some special
induction. Oh, what a great honor. I was inducted in the Marine Corps Marathon Hall of Fame, and I have had several inductions like that, but this one was so special because of my Navy career and also the friendships with Marines through the years that I treasure and I respect. But there's nothing that we have in our whole governmental structure that I know of, an organization that large that has such a reputation for integrity and the ability to do things the best way that they know how to do. And so to be a part of that is just a treasure. I mean, these guys put themselves on the line somewhere in the world every single day, and I'm very proud to be a supporter and now a member of the Hall of Fame. And I have to tell you that due to the festivities that weekend, I saw more generals probably than the president sees most weeks of the year. It was really a fabulous weekend, and they were all such great people.
How neat. Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
The thing I came away with at that race, I remember it was years ago, but I was somewhere close to the Pentagon, which I think, is that somewhere around 20 miles or so, something like that?
Well, it is. It has changed in the way that they did it. They used to run, the course has changed several times. I've run every version of the course now, but it used to make a loop through Crystal City at first. And so until about, I don't know, maybe 6 years ago, that was the way it was done. It was done early. But now it is done at the end, near the end, about
gotcha.
20, 21, 22, somewhere in that range.
Well, and I can recall, I mean, obviously there's Marines everywhere volunteering for it, and I remember I stopped and did a little walk break, and there were, you know, you can only take two or three steps, and I had several Marines right on top of me like, sir, are you okay, sir? Can we help you, sir? No, I'm just, it's just, and I came home, remember, telling my wife, I think I want my sons to grow up and be Marines. These guys are just amazing.
Well, they are, and the Marines have a higher standard for admission in various ways. So
right.
You get quality people.
Amazing. So, well, congratulations on the Marine Corps and Hall of Fame induction. Very,
well,
very
thanks,
nice.
Kevin.
Then you headed to one of the other big ones down in Orlando for the Disney Wine and Dine. How'd that one go this year? You had some.
Yeah, it was
had some
really
challenges.
A busy stretch there. Wine and Dine was very unique this year. It was scheduled, of course, to be a half marathon, but due to weather conditions, right at the start with thunder and lightning going on, first it was postponed until the lightning sort of went away. However, there was still one active cell that was over at Animal Kingdom, which was part of the course, and it a huge wind blast had blown some trees down and had messed up the course, but there was still the threat that a pop-up cell could occur there, so they made the wise decision to not go through Animal Kingdom. I mean, who's going to confront that?
Sure.
And so the course was shortened because they felt it safe to be able to use the other part of the course and to get in time for the festival. And that's what we did. And it was just a fabulous event, even though it was short. But there were a lot of people that were very happy about that because I don't know how many dozen I spoke to at the expo who were on the bubble for getting caught by the balloon lady, and I could just feel a cumulative sigh of relief from those folks.
I spoke to a few people who did that race, And you would think, not knowing anything about it, that there would be some people that were kind of angry at training for a half and then running 6.8 or it was under 7, I think, as I recall. But
yeah.
They all actually said what a great job Disney did and how they didn't blame them and they did the right thing. And so it took a bad situation and turned it into a plus. And it just speaks for the service of the customer service and how they really plan for this stuff.
Well, and you know, Disney is and John Hughes, race director, his organization, Track Shack, are quality, and they are oriented towards protecting the runner. And there is no way that if there was a chance that you know, the runners would be in a state of danger,
mm-hmm.
they just wouldn't do it. So they studied it many different ways and got a lot of satellite radar involved before they made the decision to even go on with it. There have been a number of races that canceled under those situations. They wanted everyone to have that wining and dining experience, and they were able to make that happen. And, you know, whenever you're dealing with the public, even runner public, there are bound to be a few people that are going to complain regardless. But you have to look at the safety of the runner, and they made the right decision.
Exactly. So after that race, you shortly after that race, you headed cross-country over to Disneyland for the Avengers Superhero Half. That one sounds like a really fun one.
It is. It is the Disney event that has the highest percentage of costumes, people identifying with some superhero of some type. And it may be something that, you know, isn't a cartoon character or anything. It's actually somebody that they looked up to.
Right.
John Wayne, I saw somebody that was dressed up as John Wayne. And you know, that's the beauty and the fun of the Disney events, because you have people making these interpretations and being very creative with what they do. Everywhere you look at the Avengers, you're going to see several people in one glance that are wearing various costumes, and it's really keeps you entertained.
Good. So, anything upcoming? Got anything coming up in the next couple of weeks we should talk about? Anything?
Gosh, I don't know. Maybe we're going to be on vacation. Not really. We've got our big weekend, and this is a huge weekend for Galloway runners across the U.S. and to some extent around the world. And that's our Jeff Galloway 13.1 and the Barb Galloway 3.1, which is going to be on the 12th and 13th. So it is coming up, and we have a number of things that are going on that are somewhat unique in the running world. One of them is that I invited my two best friends from college era to come and be a part of the weekend and interact with people. And they happen to be folks that have touched the lives of percentage of runners. This is just really a treasury that my roommate in college, Ambie Burfoot, is coming. Ambie was editor-in-chief of Runner's World for quite a while. And then my other friend, Bill Rogers, is also known quite well, and he has won Boston and New York four times. But we were nothing. None of us were anything in college. And it was it's just an amazing story, and we will talk about some of that and share some stories and have a lot of time for people to interact one-on-one, meet and greet. It's not a crowded race. There will be a lot of exciting things going on, but the expo is manageable. You're not going to be packed in with tens of thousands of other people, and it's just an opportunity to have a upbeat weekend and celebrate the empowerment that running gives us in so many ways.
I can attest to that because I was part of last year's and can't wait to see how you're going to top that. But actually, you don't need to top it. As long as you just do the same thing, it's going to be amazing. Let's take the weekend, excuse me, because it's not just, you know, Barb's race or the 13.1. It's like an entire weekend event. So let's take it a little bit at a time and break it down, starting on Friday morning, December the 11th. You've got a pretty special kickoff breakfast that morning that all centers around empowering the runner.
Yes. The two guests, my good buddies, Amby Burfoot and Bill Rogers, are going to be there, and we will have a number of folks from around the country that have already committed to coming to that. A lot of lively conversation, a good breakfast, and then we're kicking the weekend off with a whole lot of energy and some good stories.
Perfect. So there's a breakfast that morning from 7:30 to 9.
It is at the site of the expo at 200
exactly.
Peachtree Street.
Yep, exactly. So you kick it off with a breakfast with yourself and Barb, obviously, and with Bill Rogers and Amby Burfoot. That's a panel discussion that is going to be just amazing, I'm sure. And then after that, you're going to follow this up with three separate motivational sessions, the one on nutrition, one on training, and then one on motivation and injury prevention.
Yes.
Those sound pretty amazing. And
well, the whole purpose, again, is to enhance the running experience. And obviously, there are some setbacks that people have in those various areas that you just mentioned. And as a result of a lot of study in the writing of my books, I am pleased to have found solutions to most of those problems and support for the people that are undergoing those challenges. And so that's what we're really all about. But we will also have some experts like Chris Gillespie, who is in the Athletic Trainer Hall of Fame and is extremely knowledgeable about injuries. And we have a number of others that you'll meet. And one of them is going to provide us with some fun and an introduction to the holiday period, and that's my friend Elmo Shropshire. Now, most folks don't know him by his real name, and actually Elmo is a vet and quite a celebrated veterinarian, but his claim to fame for most people is that he is a very good bluegrass musician, actually a very good musician in general, and he has a big hit, a huge hit, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, and Elmo is going to conduct a singing contest of that, and so Kevin, you're welcome to join in and give it a shot. So we have some prizes for that, and we also have a costume prize money for both the costume and the singing contest. So you can win a little extra money that weekend.
There you go. Let me ask you this question about the motivational sessions you're going to be doing on that Friday morning, nutrition, training, and the motivation/injury prevention.
Yeah.
So this is just off the top of my head, Jeff. Will I learn anything there on that Friday morning that will be applicable for a half marathon in just two short days?
Yes. The whole approach that I take on leading up to a race the last 2 days is to put in people's mind, in the conscious brain, the key elements to focus on, mantras and sayings and the key principles to be able to handle that. And the reason is that as you approach a big goal like a half marathon, there are obviously stresses that your subconscious monkey brain is going to sense. And when it senses that there could be some stress on the horizon, the monkey brain will start secreting anxiety hormones that make us nervous. the good news is that if we have a cognitive strategy whenever we start to feel these anxiety hormones come in, we can shift the control center to the conscious brain. And once you've done that, the hormones won't be produced for a while, as long as you stay in a conscious strategy. So I'll be given some conscious strategies
Good.
To keep you
Perfect.
Where you need to be.
And I'm sure this timing, although it's perfect, was planned, but the last motivational session ends at noon, and coincidentally, at noon, right there where you're at already, is the 2015 Fitness Expo and packet pickup.
Yes.
That starts right at noon and lasts till 7 that day on Friday.
Yep. You can be there to pick up all your stuff. And what, as you noticed last year, Kevin, it's a more laid-back atmosphere. You don't have elbow-to-elbow there. You can talk with Bill Rogers, Amby, myself, Chris Gillespie. You can talk with all these folks, and you can wander around without having to think, now, how can I get around this crowd right here to the other side?
You
it's
know,
really a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and yet you're so motivated because everybody there is.
I attended an expo for the Flying Pig Marathon back in May of this year, and just to walk around the expo, and it's, they had some big name people there as well. And I remember seeing Ryan Hall sitting at a table, and I'm not making this up. There was a line that was at least 3 city blocks long. Now those people, there was zero chance at the end of that line they were going to get a chance to see him because he was only there for I want to say an hour and a half, something like that. That is just the complete opposite. Bill sits there at this table and signs, autographs his book or autographs anything else you want him to, and you might have to wait for 2 people in front of you. That's it. It's and sometimes not at all. It's just amazing.
It's a really wonderful time to appreciate the person-to-person relationships that running gives us, and that includes world-class athletes like Bill Rogers.
Yeah, and Amby as well. Very good. That takes us up to Saturday morning, bright and early at 8 o'clock Saturday morning is Barb's 5K. Tell us a little bit about that one. Is that what kind of course is that?
It is predominantly a downhill course. There are a few little ups there, but it's flat most and downhill, and it gives you a chance to warm up and win a medal because not many 5Ks give a medal. Well, Barb wanted all those who completed to get a medal, and there is a virtual version of it, as there is with the Jeff Galloway 13.1 if you can't be there. But we really would love to have any of you who are in the area or could be in the area to come by. Please do. It's going to be a really nice morning.
And that's at 8 o'clock. 9 o'clock is something I think the first annual event you're doing for some kids that morning as well.
It's for any kids that want to get in shape, even start to be in shape. It's sad today to see a lot of kids who, a high percentage of the kids today, don't do any regular exercise. And so we wanted to have a free kids event, and it's open to anyone. You do have to register because we have to go through the procedures for insurance purposes. But anyone, any kid can enter free of charge, and we've got several different distances. And it's really a chance for parents to encourage kids and get them involved, and there is a medal there too.
And that's huge to a small child to get a medal like that. I noticed that on your website, and that's pretty cool, giving everyone a medal. They'll cherish that thing for a long time.
Well, we've gotten some rave reviews about the medal design, but the main thing is I have gotten feedback from thousands of adults who will come up to me periodically at a big expo, especially Disney. And they will pull out that medal that they got as a kid, and they will say, you know, something like, this is what got me started. And the symbol of achievement that you receive when you get a medal is it's lasting. And you every time you look at that, you revisit those wonderful feelings you had from the accomplishment on that day.
Yeah, and I'll just throw this in as well. First of all, the event is anywhere from a mile for like 9 to 12-year-olds. There's a half a mile, and then all the way down to 100 yards for those little 2- and 3-year-olds that will also love it. But here's the other thing I recommend for the listeners. Before this thing goes on, or even after, but go out and get Jeff's book, Fit Kids, Smarter Kids, because it kind of dovetails directly into exactly what Jeff was talking about with the kids and the obesity problem we've got and what you as a parent. It's a pretty hefty responsibility raising kids anymore, and that's one of the big ones, I think. So,
If you really want your kid to think better and to be able to handle a lot of the pressures that go on in the growing up process, fitness is the primary way of accomplishing all that, because it turns the brain circuits on for better thinking, quicker decisions, the empowerment circuit to withstand the temptations that are present. And running is right at the top of the list in being able to activate those brain circuits.
Great. So so you've got Barb's 5K, you've got the annual Fit Kids run walk at 9 o'clock, and then the Fitness Expo opens up that day on Saturday at 10 a.m. and runs to 5 p.m. on Saturday, December the 12th. And although I think you're still working on a complete list of the speakers throughout the day, I think it's safe to say, besides yourself and Barb, you mentioned Bill Rogers already and Amby Burfoot, Dr. Elmo, and also Chris Gillespie. There's also Greg Sheets is going to be there. Tell us a little bit about Greg.
Well, Barb has nicknamed Greg Sheets the Shoe Whisperer, because like so many of the folks we have during the weekend, these are folks that are experts in their field because they've spent 30, 40 years in that. Gregory Sheets has been in our Fidipides store for over 35 years, every day working with 50 to 100 runners, most of them having shoe problems or foot problems or whatever. And I travel a lot to running stores. I haven't found anybody in all the years who's more knowledgeable than Gregory is. And he's going to give a clinic and answer questions, and he'll be there afterwards to help with any shoe issues you're having, with advice. And, you know, the best advice in choosing shoes is to get the best advice, and you're not going to find anybody better than Gregory Sheets.
Very good. That's one of the shoes, and the proper shoes is one of those things that I think it doesn't matter how long you've been running, whether you're one of these small kids is going to enter into your Fit Kids run walk, or you've been around for, you know, you're running till you're 100. It doesn't matter. You can still get good advice about shoes. That's one of those deals that just keeps evolving. And honestly, I think a lot of people don't seek out the right advice when they're buying shoes. Do you agree with that?
Oh, that's totally true. And unfortunately, I hear the horror stories every day. Somebody, or more than, usually it's three or four people a day who go into a regular sporting goods store. And sadly, something that listeners need to know, sadly, the really good technical running store is an endangered species. And this is true for two reasons. One is that have really hurt the specialty business across the board. And a lot of these really losing their sale base because people are buying online. Now, online, you don't get the advice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I hear the repeated issues that people have because they don't get good advice. And as a result of that, there are problems, foot problems. And one of the problems is a closet full of shoes that don't work right.
Yeah, right.
So the other problem in the specialty shoe business is that there are some conglomerates that are buying up the specialty stores, a lot of them. And, you know, when a conglomerate takes over, things change.
Yep, yep. Understood. good. So we'll all look forward to hearing what Greg has to say and getting some good advice from him on the running shoes as well. So that, once again, that fitness expo runs from 10 o'clock in the morning to 5 in the afternoon on Saturday the 12th. Pardon me, but that takes us up to the Granddaddy there on Sunday, December the 13th at 8 o'clock in the morning, the second annual Jeff Galloway 13.1. And what I'd like to do is just go through, and because honestly, there are thousands of half marathons, but I've yet to see one that has a list as comprehensive of the things that you and your team have been able to put together down there, Jeff. It's just amazing, really. I mean,
well, thank you. And
two pages,
you know,
of this stuff.
I've run in 1,000 different events over that, but I've learned a few things. But I have to give credit where credit is due. The putting together of this event is due to my wonderful staff that starts with Michelle Langevin, and Colonel Wayne Mock is my security director, but he's much more than that. He and I conspired to design the course and set up a number of ways that we reduce hills on the course to the fact that it's the lowest hill quotient of any race in Atlanta. And it also, according to those who have run all the courses, including ours, it has been shown to be the fastest. So it's really a neat thing. And the reason why that is, and there were a lot of PRs last year, the starting elevation is significantly higher than the finish elevation.
Oh, that's good news.
And I'm not saying that the course is all downhill. It's not, because you don't find that in Atlanta. But there's a lot more downhill than there is uphill, and that's what provides people the opportunity to set PR.
Yeah, you're not going to get a half marathon in that city without getting throwing some hills in. You're just not. But I will say this as you know, I'm a streaker for that race, Jeff. I've run every single one you've done. So
absolutely, and we sure do appreciate you coming back. And we also go through a lot of the landmarks of Atlanta. We go by the Margaret Mitchell House, where she wrote her famous novel, and then by the Martin Luther King Center and the King area there, by around the Jimmy Carter Library, down the Beltline, which is our new rail trail, fabulous rail trail, Virginia Highlands, which is a fun community in town in Atlanta, and then around Piedmont Park. And most of the last 3 miles is downhill or flat.
Yeah, I was going to say about as far as the hills go, I would call them gently rolling. There was no hill that when I was at the bottom and we had to go up, that I looked and thought, oh, I can't do this. They were all just gently, you know, a gentle upgrade. There was one hill that I would call kind of nasty, but thank God you're going down it. So, and that's right on the back side of that park, which I think, doesn't that hill on the back side come down and then, and before you turn there, isn't Pheidippides right down in that area, right next
it
to
is.
The park? Okay,
it is. That,
yeah.
It really, you get a really big push just past 10 miles. There's a really nice downhill that goes for a little over half a mile, and then you will enter the park, have another little downhill. And there's a tiny bit of rolling in the park. It's not really much on the hill part, but it's mostly flat.
Yeah, it's a wonderful finish. It's a wonderful course, period. So everybody who participates in this race is going to get that unique finisher's medal.
Yeah.
A long-sleeve technical shirt, which I've not seen this year, Jeff, but I'm guessing if it's anything like last year, is not a billboard shirt.
No, we don't put the logos on the back. The back is blank. It's, you can wear that around wherever you want to. If you want to wear it to church or to a business meeting, you can.
And that's big.
I'm joking. But
yeah.
The fact is that it looks good, and it's not a billboard, and we're really strong about keeping that back clear.
So you've got the obviously the electronic timing. You've got the breakfast and the panel discussion that we spoke about. You've also got a VIP race experience, which is optional. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, even in Atlanta, Southern State, during December, it can be chilly in the morning. We very seldom have freezing temperatures, but it is often a little chilly. Average starting temperature at that time of the day and that day of the year is right around 40 to 45 degrees. So, that's chilly. So what we have, for those that would like to have a more relaxed wait until the start, is the VIP package. And we also have a separate place that's right next to the finish area. Very comfortable area, warm, refreshments, coffee, tea, and a place to just hang out and chat. It really is a quality experience.
Very good. Here's another thing that I think is huge. After almost every race I run, I get an email about a week later that has these thumbnail pictures of me during the race with watermarks across it, usually right across my face. Here's something that says sample or something. And if I want, I can order a 5x7 picture for $25. You guys doing that this year?
We are offering pictures free. As a matter of fact, I will be at the finish line, after the finish line, available if anybody wants to come over and chat and hang out, and I will present the medal officially if you'd like, and I'd be pleased to get a picture. So
very good.
Feel free to come on over there. I was there until the very last person crossed that finish line last year, and I will be there this year for the
very
same
good.
Duration, and loved every minute of it.
Are you planning on being at the exact same spot as last year?
It's going to be very similar. It is just past the finish line, but we are going to get a little bit better traffic flow area. Last year was the first year we did it, and we found that it was a little too insular, and so we're going to open it up for the flow better this year.
The only reason I mention that at all is because it had a gorgeous scenic background of the city.
We will ensure that stays.
Good. So not just that picture, but every other picture along the course. I must have gotten, 7 or 8 of them along the course are free downloads. So no extra
bucks
for that as well.
Yeah, it's quite a scenic course. And, it has mostly... the first part of it, you're going by buildings in an urban-type setting, but the skyline is beautiful and a lot of interesting neighborhoods, and people really love the course.
So here's what I recommend. When you finish that race, come across the finish line. They'll have some very pleasant and happy volunteers to put your medal on. Simply take it from them and thank them politely for their volunteering and carry that medal over to where Jeff's going to be and hand it to him and let him put that thing on you while the photographer snaps away. And that's going to be a memory that'll be locked in forever as well. That's the way I did it last year, and that's what I'd recommend it to.
Neat.
A very walker-friendly course. That's, I'm sure, was one of the top things on your list to make that thing walker-friendly.
Yes. Simply stated, the finish time, is stated to be 4 hours and a half, 4:30. But honestly, we're there until that finisher comes in, and there's an extra buffer, because once you're in the park, we can open the traffic up on the roads, and there's 2 miles, of course, in the park. So realistically, you could crawl the half marathon in the time allotted. But what's most uplifting for me is to hear the stories of people who brought their friends who were walkers into our event, and they had been doing some long hikes or walks, but didn't think that they could possibly do a half marathon, even though they were close. And due to the lack of pressure in our event, they walked that half marathon and have gotten into a lot of other exercises and regular endurance as a result of that. And changes people's lives, whether you walk or whether you run. We want walkers, we want runners, we want everyone to empower themselves through this event.
Very good. And for those of you who are hoping to set PRs, you'll be happy to know that that course is certified as well.
It is.
There's gear check availability, and here's another one. You allow music on the course as well, and you have how many? I'm guessing there were several bands and also boom boxes along the way, which helps me at least.
Yes, I do not know the number, quite honestly.
Five-ish, maybe.
Yeah, you will discover them. One of the neat things about it is that we don't even like to disclose where they are. We want it to be a surprise, and people come around a corner and they hear that music and it pulls them right along.
I knew I was in a different race when I don't recall. It was late in the race, 8 or 9, and somebody was there with a huge boombox and people were dancing. These are runners. I'm like, you're at 8 or 9 miles of a half marathon and you're stopping to boogie along with some of this music. It just must be the run, walk, run thing. It's all I can figure out. Allows you to do something like that.
Well, you're darn right. If you ran nonstop, there's less likelihood you're going to feel like boogieing at that point.
Those are the ones crawling you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, really.
Support stations, like every 2 miles where you have Accelerate, as well as water. And and also Excel Gel is going to be available at, I believe, it's 6 mile mark and also the 10 mile mark.
Yes.
That's
pretty
special.
Absolutely.
Pacing. You've got some Jeff Galloway pacing groups that not every race has.
Yeah, there's only 2 other races that have it, 26.2, 13.1 with Donna in Jacksonville, and then also the Space Coast Marathon and some have. But we offer the complete line of pace groups for various paces using our state-of-the-art run-walk-run strategies.
And I've done some, I did some checking on a few people last year, and what's uncanny about that is that when a pacer goes out and he says he's running, he or she is going to run, you know, I'm just making this up, a 3 hour half, and I checked some of these pacers, and they were like 2:59:59, it's just amazing how good these pacers and how well they know their bodies to stick on that pace.
Well, they are experienced, and, of course, with run, walk, run, you have the resiliency in your legs so that you don't slow down at the end. And that is the thing that is so wonderful for not just the pacers but those in the pace group. They can stay together. We tend to have a greater percentage of those that start out with the pacer who actually finish with the pacer.
2 more very quick items, and I will have more details on the website, and I also have some details at the end of this episode to talk about it. But when we spoke earlier with Jeff about the free breakfast on that Friday morning, Jeff's been kind enough to offer free entry for Extra Mile podcast listeners.
Yes.
So stay tuned at the end of this episode, and I'll give you exact details on how to get in and listen to that amazing panel with Jeff and Barb. And also
be a fun morning.
Yeah, it is. And lastly, just like last year, Jeff has agreed for us to do an Extra Mile podcast meetup again at the Expo, which is going to be on Saturday at 2:15. So I'll also throw some details in about that at the end of this episode. That was obviously one of my favorite parts, other than the race itself last year. We had a great time.
Well, yeah. I mean, you you see the emails and you communicate with various members of the podcast community. But, you know, let's face it, in podcasts, you don't tend to meet people. Well, here's a chance to meet those folks that are communicating.
Very good. I appreciate that, Jeff. Thank you very much. Well, I think we've whetted enough whistles, or if that's the right expression, we spoke about as much as we could. Is there anything else that you want to make sure we talk about that race? There's going to be tons that we have not spoken about that you're going to get to that race and think, oh, I didn't know that he was going to do this. But is there anything else that I blatantly left out of there, Jeff?
No, you didn't. You did a wonderful job.
Great.
But the overall mission, again, is to celebrate the empowerment that running gives us. Regardless of whether you have time goals or not, if you can feel good about what you've done, it will enhance your life. And running does that better than anything else. And our weekend is really designed to celebrate that whole experience.
Very good. And lest we forget, Jeff realizes there are some people who cannot make it to Atlanta that weekend, but he's not leaving you out of this fund as well. There's a virtual as well.
Yes, you can run any 13.1 or 3.1 during this year and qualify for the medal and the T-shirt of either one or both of those events. We want you in the virtual as part of our community, and there's a steep discount for the virtual.
And it also saves your status as a streaker for this race as well.
That is right. Correct.
Perfect. Well, thanks, Jeff. I appreciate your time this morning. It seems like we did start talking about this event almost a year ago, the second annual, and now it's right around the corner. So I'm looking forward to seeing you at the expo on Saturday or Friday at least.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you and so many of your other listeners. So come one, come all, and let's have fun.
All right, Jeff, thanks a lot. I know you're going to be busy in the next couple of weeks, so have safe travels, and good luck with putting the finishing touches on this deal.
Thank you, Kevin.
Take care.
Okay, let's get you up to speed with a few minor details about some of the things Jeff and I spoke about today. First of all, the breakfast panel and the motivational series. You heard Jeff talk about that panel. It starts on Friday at 7:30. So, you know, once again, it's probably for those of you who are local, or maybe lucky ones who plan on getting to Atlanta on Thursday night. But let me tell you one little detail you might not be aware of. Jeff's offering that breakfast and the panel with Ambie Burfoot, Bill Rogers, and of course, Jeff and Barb Galloway, as well as the three sessions that follow for, wait for it, free to Extra Mile Podcast listeners, right? Free, not a zip, zero, nothing. The three motivational sessions include the first one on nutrition, the second one, of course, on training, and the third one on the topic of motivation and injury prevention. Pretty good stuff, huh? So, here's the deal. If you are interested in that deal, then I need you to send me an email with your name and, of course, the email address you want us to use. And I will have you added to a list, and you'll be hearing from Jeff's production staff on what you need to do for that. All right? Pretty cool, huh? As well, while I'm collecting names, we still have some openings for the meetup, the podcast meetup we're doing. That, by the way, is going to happen on Saturday at the Expo. the meetup is from 2:15 in the afternoon till about 3 to 3:15. And for those of you who attended last year, it'll be in the same area. He's got one corner of the expo center kind of walled off. So we'll be back there again. For those of you who are attending this year but didn't make it last year, I will be hanging out Jeff's booth in the expo, which is very, very easy to find, by the way. Around 2 o'clock, from 2 to 2:15, I'll make sure I'm there. So just walk around, ask. If you don't know who I am, ask somebody. And we'll all meet there and then walk down to the meetup at 2:15. Cool, huh? So all I need from you for that is once again an email giving me your name, email address, and your cell number if you would share that with me, because there are some points when I text things out about that meetup. If there are any changes or anything I want you people to know, I'll send a text. Cool? I hope you can join us for that too. So let's see, a couple of other things that have come up since Jeff and I spoke. First of all, Jeff has now released an app for your smartphone. Yeah, there's an app for an Android as well as an iOS iPhone device. The app's free. It has a lot of cool little features. Besides a map of the course, it's also got live tracking. So your friends and family will be able to track you with it as well. That's pretty cool, huh? You can search for that in the appropriate store, but I'll add a link in the show notes. I have the link for the iPhone, but because I have an iPhone, but I'll search around. I'm sure I can find the Android one too. That's the Google Play Store, right? Anyway, check it out. Here's another thing that maybe you haven't thought about. If you're traveling down there with family or live in the area and maybe your family wants to be part of this, they still have some volunteer opportunities open as well. There's a spot at the website where you can get more information and sign up to volunteer. I've done a lot of volunteering over the years, and trust me, it's one of the most rewarding things you will ever do. Because, as you know, we runners are pretty special people, and it's going to make you feel good to volunteer for good people. So check that out as well. And lastly, being the big old fat guy that I am, I feel that I'm more than qualified to play Santa this year as well. And if you're looking for either a last minute Christmas gift to give away or to suggest to Santa yourself, let me give you this idea. How about a 6-month customized Galloway training program? Have you thought of that? How cool would that be to get a 6-month seasonal plan customized for your goals, right? It's targeted for whatever race you want to target it for. But guess what? You don't even need to be targeting a race. I've talked to Chris at length about this, and he's getting a lot of clients who have other goals besides a race in mind. Maybe all you want to do is get in better shape and feel better. Or how about this? How about you want to be lighter in 6 months from now? When they named it the customized training program, they did that for a reason. Chris will customize this thing however you want it. You'll get daily email reminders on your plan. You'll get drills to improve your efficiency or speed. And it's actually meant for every fitness level, whether you're a beginner or if you're an advanced runner. How about this? If your significant other is not a runner, but has voiced some interest, and you would like nothing more than to get them out on the road with you. How about that? Give them a get off the couch and run with me customized training program from Jeff Galloway and Chris Twiggs. I wouldn't do it justice here trying to describe all the benefits, but once again, you can get that over at jeffgalloway.com under the training tab, and I will put that link in the show notes as well. So say Merry Christmas to someone with a Jeff Galloway customized training program. And lastly, who doesn't look for cool running stocking stuffers this time of year? How about a squish band? If you've got one, you already know how cool they are. If you don't have one, try one, please. You can check that out over at squishbands.com. That's S-Q-O-O-S-H, squishbands.com, and I'll put that in the show notes as well. So that's all we got. We are really, really looking forward to seeing all of you down there and spending some time. Just you and me and Jeff, huh? Got any other questions? Go ahead and send me a note. I'll see if I can't get you an answer between now and then. And until next weekend, y'all enjoy your extra mile.
Thanks for joining us on this edition of the Extra Mile Podcast, Jeff Galloway 13.1 edition. Please visit our website at www.thegallowayextramile.com to see the show notes for this episode of the podcast. You can email us with your feedback about the show, questions for Jeff, or any of our virtual table of experts at thegallowayextramile@gmail.com. If you would like to call us with your comments and questions, please call our listener comment line at 206-339-8741.
Time to run.